Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Recently, a listener sent us this email with some comments, concerns, and questions. They wrote, "I want you to know that WRVM has filled a void in my life that I didn't even know I had. I feel that my spiritual life has been significantly improved and strengthened through your songs and programs. You introduced me to my favorite singer, Joseph Habedank, along with many other gospel artists that I would have never known existed. Well, last night, my wife and I attended a tremendous Joseph Habedank concert at the Cup of Joy. I would have had no idea that he was there, except that your promotion of the Triumphant Quartet caused me to look at the Cup of Joy schedule. I could kick myself for not having asked you a month or two ago why you were not also promoting the Habedank concert. It was very sad to see what a tremendous talent was largely wasted on a very small group of very old people like me and my wife. It seems to me that an international talent like him should have filled up the PAC Center. I work 6 days a week as a dentist, but maybe part of my calling should be to watch out for talents like Habedank that come to the Cup of Joy and try to see that they get promoted in churches and on Christian radio stations. That might be too much for me. Can you think of what you or I could have done differently? I really don't mean to be critical, but perhaps your thoughts on this issue might make me feel less troubled." Well, sadly, I wasn't able to attend his concert as it was the night before my family and I were leaving early the next morning for a week's vacation. I'm sorry to hear the crowd was small. Joseph is a great singer with a wonderful testimony, and we enjoy his music on WRVM. As for promoting the concert, that concert was promoted quite heavily on our community calendar, which, by the way, is all we're allowed to do since it was not our event. Blame the FCC rules that we have to abide by. The concert with a tribute quartet being held at the Cup of Joy on September 9th is our event, and you've been hearing about that. We're just renting their facility, and so we are able to promote it much more heavily. It's a ticketed event, no free seats. You can find more information about this upcoming concert and order your tickets online at wrvm.org. It's always nice to hear from you. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. Or visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.